Ollie Peterson, 6PR Perth Live presenters with us. Hey, Ollie.
G'day, Heather.
Okay, so the Bruce Lerman defamation judgment. Run us through this.
Yeah, look, this was, the judgment was probably read for about 2.5, almost 3 hours. And I reckon this is probably the most telling quote of Justice Lee saying, having escaped the lion's den, Mr. Lerman made the grave mistake of coming back for his hat. Now, in other words, he was not convicted of rape at the criminal trial due to jury misconduct and a mistrial, but in suing for defamation, he has been found on balance to be a rapist. So obviously, Bruce Lerman took this action against Network 10, against journalist Lisa Wilkinson for saying that he was defamed. Obviously, he has been found that is not the case, but he is now walking out of that court. This is a civil court, not a criminal court, of course, but in a civil sense of the word, he is now a rapist. So this has spectacularly backfired on Bruce Lerman to even bring this action on, Heather. And in the process, it's not only obviously damaged his reputation, those around him, but it's really put a spotlight, pardon the pun, on a lot of the Australian media, including Spotlight, the Channel 7 program, on Channel 10. And look, it's just a remarkable set of findings that we heard Justice Lee this morning. I was glued to the coverage because it was streamed on YouTube, in fact, for 2.5 hours. And just recounting the nights and the moments and what he had to say in the end, if he was to say that he was defamed, Justice Lee indicated he would only have been paid about $20,000. And this is a multi-million dollar case. So we don't know who picks up the tab in that regard, Heather, but this was a huge development out of the courts.
Hey, did you see on the Bondi massacre that the baby seems to be improving?
Yeah, we do. And fingers crossed, and let's hope that is the case, because, I mean, that in and of itself on the weekend as well, you just sent shockwaves, didn't it, around our whole region. Heather, my father-in-law was actually the one that alerted me. He happened to be just outside the shopping centre as people came running out. So, you know, you just think, you know, you woulda, coulda, shoulda, you knew people that were attached. Baby seems to be improving. 14 people are in hospital. 8 are improving as a result of obviously what happened on Saturday. Flags are flying at half mast around Australia today. Still very much obviously a nation grieving this afternoon and just trying to come to terms with what happened on Saturday.
I guess the thing that we're most interested in now is why this guy did it. Is there any indication at all?
So mental health is obviously one sort of line of inquiry. It's looked as though he did suffer from schizophrenia. We've heard from his parents that he did battle mental health issues. They actually thanked the police officer as well, who bravely responded to this and shot him dead. Why he did this and why women were particularly targeted, we're still waiting to learn obviously more from this investigation from police. A security vision showed him there at the shopping centre only hours prior, stumbling. So was he affected by something? We don't know yet why these people were targeted, who he was targeting. Because again, and we would have all seen that security footage now, it was random in the attack, and it seemed as though he was going to avoid men as he was running through that shopping centre. And just that brave bloke with the bollard as well at the top of the escalator, Heather, because up there was a children's playground. I mean, that just makes you feel icky when you hear about that, regardless of all these lives lost as well, that he could go and stab innocent, helpless children is beyond anybody's recognition or thought.
Yeah. Ollie, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Oliver Peterson, 6PR Perth Live presenter.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.